She keeps him away,
Shonda. Speaking of Freddie, this was really it's from the Sheer Heart Attack album, and again a radical departure. I think most people hearing this for the first time were shocked, because it wasn't rock like they expected us to be. It's very sophisticated, very delicate.
Yeah, shades of No Coward, you know, Coldplay, all sorts of things.
Yeah. I think it's, to my mind,
quite unique, really.
A beautifully crafted record, you know, and I don't claim much credit myself, although we're all in there, but, you know, it's just, there's so much space in it, and yet so much going on, which all works, and I love it as a pop record, I have to say.
The guitars are fantastic.
Thank you, Rog.
Their counterparts, and they're brilliantly constructed, and I remember we knew it was something special about the song when we were doing it, because we did it take after take after take. I don't ever remember doing as many takes as we did for this song or any other song. Because the feel had to be just right, and it was just, you know, it had to be pitched exactly right. That it had to have weight, but it had to be light as well. So it was very difficult balancing act, this.
It's a beautiful backing track. There's no clicks, of course. There's no machines whatsoever. There's no Pro Tools. This is just people playing. I think I was in hospital when you did the backing track, I think.
I'm
not sure, actually. I mean, I was very ill at that time, and I came out and it was sort of almost finished. And I remember being horrible to Fred about the the backing vocals, because I thought they were very abrasive. So we sang them all again.
Yeah, we completely redid them all.
And
they
had just a sort of sweeter touch, I suppose. Yeah, this is probably the guitar solo I would like to be remembered for. But it's so totally Freddie. I don't think anyone else would have dared to do anything like this. He called himself a rock star. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of action. Absolutely right.